RNC, 60% of attendees of Trump's Minnesota rally were not Republicans. By Hannah Blow on October 1, 2020. A majority of those attending President Trump's rally in Duluth, Minnesota, were not Republicans, and over 17% of those in attendance did not vote in the last presidential election cycle. Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel announced on Thursday, citing data gleaned from the event. "Our data from the Duluth rally shows that real Donald Trump is still bringing in tons of new voters," she said, listing the statistics. 60% of attendees were not Republican. 20.9% were Democrat. 17.2% did not vote in 2016. 8.4% have not voted in last four elections. "Thank you, Minnesota," she added. Trump is making a play for Minnesota after losing the state by less than 2 percentage points in 2016. While Thursday's Real Clear Politics average shows Biden leading in the North Star state by 9.4%, a Morning Consult survey released last month showed Trump trailing the former vice president by just 3 percentage points, a lead within the survey's margin of error. A Republican presidential candidate has not scored a victory in the state since 1972. During the rally, Trump predicted that he will win Minnesota in November. 34 days from now, we're going to win Minnesota. We're going to go and win four more beautiful years in the White House and do more than anybody's ever done before from the White House," Trump told the crowd Wednesday evening. "We're looking to set records." Trump also spoke about the contentious presidential debate, telling the crowd that he did want the corrupt media has refused to do by holding Biden accountable. "I held Joe Biden accountable for his 47 years of lie, 47 years of betrayal, and 47 years of failure. I held Joe accountable for shipping your jobs and dreams abroad, and for bowing to the violent mob at home," he said. "Can you imagine these people the way they take over these Democrats' cities? I don't even believe it. The whole nation saw the truth. Did you see last night? Name one," I said, "Sleepy Joe. Name one law enforcement group that supports you," the president continued. Then, Chris Wallace says, "Don't do that. Can you believe this guy? I was debating two people last night," he added.